This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bob Goodlatte, House Judiciary Committee. Great to see you today, Chairman. Boy, you are right in the middle of this breaking news right now. Talk to me about this letter that has gone back with these other options that you're looking at with regard to Lisa Page.
So, Harris, it's great to be with you and your viewers, and it does appear that Lisa Page apparently has something to hide. She has been in complete defiance of cooperation with the House Judiciary Committee and the Oversight and Government Reform Committee for 7 months now, dating back to the first letter we wrote to the Department of Justice in December of last year asking for her appearance. There have been two subsequent letters and two subpoenas issued for her appearance, and she has defied all of that. Now, when she says that she has not had ample time to prepare, that is belied by those facts. In addition, our attorneys have had communications with her attorney for nearly a month now about this appearance, and her attorney agreed to accept service of the subpoena and then turned around and immediately tried to reject it. So that's why we sent the marshals to her house to serve the subpoena. They had to go back three times before they finally were able to reach her and serve the subpoena on her. So this is a very serious matter. This subpoena is still in effect. I think it's very important for her to understand that, and she should comply with it, and she should comply with it now before she's held in contempt of Congress, which could happen as soon as Friday.
And Chairman, you and I have talked about this before. I hear a difference in your voice. I understand the urgency, and it's somewhat on her behalf. And this situation, it seems like it's changing as well from Catherine Herridge's reporting. I mean, this could be a very different room if she has to sit next to her lover, Peter Strzok. I mean, how much under consideration would it be to put those two together? It was their text messages together that got us to where we are.
Well, that's certainly one option that she has. Another is to still appear for the voluntary interview that we originally offered her, or to comply with the subpoena for a deposition. But she's got to do it fast. She does not have days or weeks to do this. She's got to decide now whether she's going to cooperate or not, because we will hold her in contempt, and that's a serious matter.
You know, I'm curious, what is leadership at the FBI saying? We had Tom Homan, former deputy director for ICE, on last hour on Outnumbered. He said, as former law enforcement, it's her duty to do this. She has to go and testify before you. He said that's part of her responsibility. I'm curious, what is Christopher Wray? What are others at the FBI saying at this moment? Have you spoken to them?
They want her to testify. I spoke with the general counsel of the FBI earlier this morning, Dana Bente. He says they want her to testify. They reached out to her, in fact, when she says the documents weren't made available. They reached out to her to let her know, hey, you've got a deposition. Don't you want to come in and examine documents? So finally, after that was done, she went down there at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, did examine documents for a few hours. There was a glitch, a computer glitch, with regard to classified documents, plus the fact that her classified status, her security status, had to be reinstated so she could examine classified materials.
That was done,
and later that evening the computer glitch was solved, and we know that because we know other witnesses went in and examined classified materials. So we think that is simply an excuse for not appearing. We think it's inexplicable, and we think she needs to comply with this subpoena, and she needs to do it immediately.
All right.
And 4,000 miles away, Donald Trump tweets, where is Jeff Sessions in all this? Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Can you hear the music, the drama music, the screeching sounds of the mystery of it all? Will we ever get to the truth of the matter? And, of course, even as we speak right now, the embattled anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok is testifying publicly for the first time before the House Republicans investigating bias at the nation's top law enforcement agency. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, as we say. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there. We're givers, you know. So even past interviews, and we've got some great interviews. In case you've missed something or you want to share with a family member or a neighbor, it's all right there. You can download it and enjoy it at your convenience. Chris Garcia is with us right now. Chris is a former national deputy director and entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official who led the Minority Business Development Agency, the MBDA, at the U.S. Department of Commerce. He is based out of Washington, D.C. Chris, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, great to be here. Good morning from Washington, D.C.
Hey, good to have you here. You know, from your perspective, you see what's happening 4,000 miles away. You know Donald Trump personally. You know business, and you hear the pundits and some of the, I'd say, you know, almost ignorant things. I mean, they're not even almost. I mean, they're just blatantly ignorant. Some of the comments, it really clearly demonstrates that the reason that America finds itself in the NATO mess that it's in trying to understand why Germany would make a deal with Russia, London, the unhinged situation that they're in, you see this loud and clear, but because you've got this Trump derangement syndrome going on, people are looking through their animus to try to discern what this president is all about, are they not?
Well, if they haven't figured it out by now, I don't know if they ever will figure this out, but this president is the president that all Americans have wanted for a long time. You know, the previous administration, you recall, I recall, went on this apology tour that apologized for America's dominance, America's prominence in the world. President Trump is putting an end to that. And what we're seeing today, what we're seeing over these last couple of days, Bill, is that we're witnessing history. Mm-hmm. President Trump is taking care of business like never before. He's a fixer. He's a businessman. This is what he does.
Right.
He's solidifying our place as the world's leader. And so you have the same media that thinks that the president is out to perhaps disrupt the United States' standing in the world, or is trying to destroy this alliance between these nations for international security and NATO. But what did he just pull off? He just pulled off an increase in funding mm-hmm. from all the other nations, where they were previously paying only less than 2% of their GDP when they're supposed to be paying the full 2%. The United States has been paying 4% of a much larger GDP. So I think, you know, for those who look at it from the facts and just based on facts, the president is succeeding and he's delivering.
Well, the whole idea of NATO was for mutual protection. And anecdotally, what we're hearing, and of course, you know, the MSNBCs and CNN are not reporting on their statements, and that is that some of these leaders are saying, thank God for Donald Trump.
Yeah, they thanked him. They thanked him during the meeting. They thanked him for meeting with Putin. They thanked him for taking the, having the courage to actually have a face-to-face and a one-on-one. And I bet that he's going to be as confrontational as he was with Angela Merkel, mm-hmm. And saying, look, you got to put a stop to the, whether it's the meddling, whether it's, he's going to try to probably work some type of a deal out with pipeline, that deal that he's got with Germany. Mm-hmm. The United States has tons of liquid natural gas that we can export to Europe. So he is really taking a leadership role in doing this. But really what's overlooked, Bill, is the president's commitment to peace. Mm-hmm. He's a strong president. He's fierce. He's committed to standing up for America, but he's committed to peace. He wants to get along with everyone. He's reiterated his desire time and time again. He's putting all of his energy in this. We saw that with North Korea. We saw the low expectations the media had going into it, and we saw the phenomenal results coming out of it. I think we're going to see something like that again this trip.
I think we are, and many of us are seeing it already. Some on the antithetical side, they refuse to see it and acknowledge it, just in the same way that, as I said, that these international leaders are thanking Trump. I think, behind closed doors, they're also saying, hey, thanks for confronting that Merkel deal. We didn't have the strength to say anything to her, but what Germany has done with Russia, you know what I'm saying?
They didn't have the strength, or they didn't have the courage, really.
Yes.
And they're part of this antiquated, and by all means, certainly serving within the Department of Commerce and being a part of bilateral meetings with the Secretary, I understand that there's a time, there's a place for diplomacy. Certainly what President Trump is doing now is shaking things up, getting people to the table that previously would not come to the table. We're seeing that starting with his trade deals with China, with NAFTA. He's really putting these chips on the table to make sure he's got more, real estate to play with, if you will, mm-hmm. To make sure that he gets the best deal for the United States, which is his job as the president.
Exactly. Well, and Trump is a businessman, as you say, Chris, and we understand. You and I have been in business most of our lives. So this is all instinctual stuff. It is, business, 1A. out in the streets, basic things that he's doing. He's not risking, the family jewels here. But to hear the left, you think that, he's putting it all on the line. I mean, this is all very calculated. And he knows, whether or not China, if they want to be stubborn and hold on to their pride, that's okay. But there's going to be a time where they need to come to the table and say, look, we got to hammer this out. Because it's not like Donald Trump's just slamming the gauntlet right at their feet and saying, hey, let's get it on here. It's all in the interest of, of a peaceful negotiation. Let's work this out. Because he did offer up front. He says, how about if we just get rid of all these things and we'll just level the playing field? There's going to be no taxes, no tariffs right across the board. How about that? And, of course, you know what they said. They like the tariffs when it works on their side, but not when it helps the United States, right?
Yeah, no, that's not going to work for them, because they would then have to acknowledge the United States' dominance. They would fall further behind. The United States has done just a phenomenal job with our economic system in developing these next generation products, services, everything that we've done, all the innovative products that have come out of, into the private sector have come out of the United States. Mm-hmm. And frankly, what President Trump is doing is he's saying, look, we have to make sure we ensure fair and reciprocal trade. He's all about free trade, but it's got to be fair trade. It has
exactly.
to be smart trade. And, when we saw it's basically the art of the deal, but it's business 101. Mm-hmm. You have to anchor high. You have to have more chips to play with in order to make concessions. Mm-hmm. And he's putting a lot of chips on the table right now at the Department of Commerce. You have 232 investigations, certainly with steel and aluminum, and you've got all of these measures that he's taking to ensure that he's got the American people's best interest in mind.
What's your response to Congress trying to tie his hands up?
Well, they're worried about their seats. that's what it boils down to. You know, they're worried about their seats. They want to make sure that they, you know, are reelected. You know, you remember the establishment, how the establishment responded to his election, to his candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be 16 of the most powerful Republicans, and right now you're seeing the same thing happen while he's in office. A lot of people have not yet got on board the Trump train. And once you do, it's a great ride.
Yeah, without a doubt. Chris Garcia is with us, and we've got more from Chris on the other side of the break. We're going to wrap this up and also talk about small business excitement. Stay with us right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We the people listen to Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez live. Hey, it's the way you like it. Americans, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Chris Garcia, based out of Washington, D.C., is with us, an entrepreneur, a business executive, former Trump administration official, who led the Minority Business Development Agency at the U.S. Department of Commerce in his capacity as National Deputy Director and Acting National Director. Garcia was the United States Chief Authority on Minority Business Policy and National Initiatives, working as a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. Chris, boy, I'll tell you, we have become very bullish on small business, and especially in the Hispanic community. The wind is at their back under this administration. I know he told Black America, what have you got to lose? But Brown America, Hispanics are realizing that they're gaining a lot under this administration as well.
Yeah, well, he should have opened that up to Brown America as well. He should have said, what do you have to lose? But
right.
I'll tell you, you know, what's interesting, and I think that many of your listeners would be surprised to hear this unless you've covered this. I'm sure you have it. Immigration is really the number five most important issue to Hispanic Americans. It's really about jobs and the economy.
Right.
And you and I can talk all day about, you know, why, you know, we've got to protect the border. We've got to build the wall, which we still, we have to make sure that the president keeps that promise. But he's kept his promise when it comes to bringing jobs back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was President Obama that said, you can't just bring jobs back. You know, what kind of magic wand do you have? I think that was the quote.
Right, exactly.
Well, abracadabra, yeah. Trump's done. Yeah. And Hispanic Americans are seeing that fruit.
Well, people like you and I, we understand this because we're business people. And what we saw happening under the previous administration, and we commented on this continuously, Chris, that there was a lot of pent-up productivity, people just waiting to bust through and be given the opportunity. And what this administration has done in eliminating these regulations, these burdensome regulations and anchors that were holding them back, they've gotten rid of them. I mean, initially it was like a 2-to-1 ratio. For every new regulation, he was going to get rid of two. I mean, what are we up to now? 20, 22 being eliminated for every new one?
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that day. I remember the day that he cut the ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Back earlier this year, he cut the ribbon. 22 regulations have been eliminated for eliminated for every one new regulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly we saw that at the Department of Commerce. And it's true. You know, right now you've got Hispanic Americans are the number one demographic, fastest growing demographic of small business owners. And you've got Hispanic business owners that are not just small business owners anymore. They're growing. They're scaling. They're exporting. One thing that I enjoyed about what President Trump did is not just shape policy that helped small and minority business owners, but he's also recognized them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a president who, again, loves to be the first at everything he does. Not a lot of folks know this, but the Minority Business Development Agency has a week every year that was created by Reagan,
mm-hmm.
called Minority Enterprise Development Week, where they celebrate the contributions of all minority businesses, including Hispanic Americans. Well, guess what? President Trump was the first president to ever bring those award winners to the Oval Office to celebrate their contributions to the economy. Not even President Obama had done that, but President Trump became the first to actually do that. So I think it matters to him. I think it was a great chance for him to show these business owners, hey, from one business owner to the next, I get it. I know what you're going through. And I'm going to make sure that I create policies that help your business grow and scale and thrive. But also I'm going to help you export. I'm going to help boost
exactly.
U.S. exports. And guess what? A lot of folks don't know this, but minority businesses, Hispanic businesses, are twice as likely to export than white businesses.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, the other thing to keep in mind here that is consistent with this president, you know, when we talk about trade, you know, as you mentioned earlier, free and fair trade. And that's the attitude, even domestically, is that we have to be fair. I mean, this is why even among Hispanics, and of course they're misrepresented here with some of these voices, you know, trying to say that Hispanics are kind of a monolithic establishment and organism. They're not, and they're not being understood correctly because Hispanics are very concerned because First of all, it is their own people that are being abused coming in, because when you come in and you operate in the shadows and you're illegal, you're subject to all the illegal ramifications, sex trade, drug running, on and on. The abuses are endless that happen when you are outside of the rule of law. It is not in your best interest, not to mention the fact that it compromises the legitimacy of legal immigrants, and it hurts them. So it becomes a lose-lose proposition. And Hispanics get that. They don't, but they're fighting against this movement and this outspoken group of Hispanics who want to tell us differently. But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up at the end of the day, does it, Chris?
No, it doesn't make sense, and it's kind of insulting, frankly, when you think about Hispanics being painted with this broad brush that you have to, either believe in these liberal open border policies or that Hispanics will choose, same skin color over, their American identity and respect for the rule of law. Mm-hmm. It's really quite insulting. Frankly, when my father came here legally from Mexico, this was something that he taught us. He taught my brothers and I that, you're Americans first. And, frankly, I always laugh because he never spoke Spanish in the home. And mm-hmm. I ended up having to learn Spanish in high school. But right. He was so committed to the America first mm-hmm. philosophy, the pride in being an American, the pride in upholding the rule of law, you'd be surprised to know that there are many families like that. Frankly, a majority of Hispanic American families are of that mindset. So I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I think that what we've got now is certainly an opposition in many of these liberal legislators, members of Congress that are looking for anything that they can use to make the president look bad, but nothing's sticking, and immigration included. More Americans want to uphold the rule of law than not.
Exactly. Well, we all want to know in anything, what are the rules to play here? How can I be successful? And if people are breaking the law, it gets in the way of one's success. I mean, we know this historically. The evidence is clear. But yet, for some reason, you get these politicians that want to support sanctuary cities. And look at the outrage. I was just in California here recently. Chris, I'm based out of Florida, but I have four kids still in California, so I go back quite often. But, there was outrage there in cities. There's probably, at least a dozen, if not two dozen cities that are coming against the governor there with these sanctuary cities. And they're saying, not in our city. We don't want it to be a sanctuary city because, cities like Santa Ana, for example, I mean, they're dealing with a lot of crime and, injury to their children, and because, the MS-13 gangs or whatever it is, it's happening inside their own communities. And if people do not respect the rule of law, then the people there in the neighborhoods are the ones, they're the first line of defense.
That's right. And really, that's the most unfortunate part of this is the open border policy, the sanctuary city policy, is that it's these communities that are suffering when law enforcement is not able to fully protect the citizens of a city, of a county, of a state. It's the residents of that locality that are affected. When we were growing up, we didn't have MS-13 in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. My father ended up having to move out of the neighborhood because of the violence and the drugs and the crime. Something that we both know is that you have to have a rule of law. You have to have, like President Trump says, you have to have a border to have a country. Well, you've got to have laws to uphold public safety, and you've got to be able to enforce those laws. So it's unfortunate what's happening in California, but I think with this uprising of these cities up and down the coast, up and down through the mainland to the heartland of California, I think that there's a glimmer of hope.
Well, I'm right with you, Chris. And again, I appreciate you coming on. Look forward to having you back to keep us up to date. Chris Garcia, entrepreneur, business executive, and former Trump administration official on Bill Martinez Live. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wraps up 2 days of NATO meetings with an unscheduled news conference, saying a lot of progress has been made, also saying NATO members had agreed to step up defense spending. The president now in Britain to begin a two-day working visit there with top officials, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Before leaving the NATO meeting, though, the president was also looking ahead to the meeting he'll have on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland.
We want to find out about Syria. We will, of course, ask your favorite question about meddling. I will be asking that question again. But we'll also be talking about other things. We'll be talking about Ukraine.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index is up year over year by 2.9%, the fastest pace in 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Lord, I will run to you. You are my heart's deep place. You are my saving grace. Lord, I will run, run, run. Lord, I will run to you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're in for a lot of fun here because we're going to join up with Jeff Gruere, my good friend. His show is live. We're going to simulcast this segment together as we talk about his latest column, The Party of Hate. Jeff, of course, known as the Cajun Crusher. He's got a very popular radio show there in Louisiana. And he's also the host of Ringside Politics. So are we connected with Jeff now? Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good, you know, welcome to the show, and it's good to be part of your show as well.
Thank you so much for having me, and I always enjoy discussing these issues with you, Bill.
Well, your latest column, The Party of Hate, the Dems not only are unhinged, but they're unhinged to the point that they're letting go of their very heart and soul, Jeff.
Well, I mean, this is a party that used to be known for protests peacefully, used to be known for staunch support of the First Amendment. Now they seem to be opposed to First Amendment rights. They oppose to free speech. They seem to be engaged now in unhinged harassment, and in many cases it's bordering, if not outright violence, Bill.
Exactly.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, what happened? When did they make this wrong turn, Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think it's been happening over the years. I mean, I saw the left turn hateful when Reagan was president. They certainly didn't like George W. Bush. But this is a whole new level of hate that has occurred since Donald Trump was elected. And it really began day one of his administration. I mean, I was there for the Women's March, and I could not believe the hate that was coming out of a lot of those protesters. They wouldn't even give this president one day, Bill, before they were protesting and saying he should be impeached.
Well, the thing that's sad is you think about, you know, as I mentioned, their very souls. I mean, what they're doing to themselves. I mean, it's like they're embracing an odious cancer that's eating their very soul from the inside out by doing this. You know, it's one thing to disagree and let's have a debate. I mean, this is what the First Amendment is all about. This is what has made America exceptional. And at a time when we need all disparate ideas involved in the conversation and solving America's problems today, they're being left in the dust because of their own stubbornness and their hatefulness.
And I think one example of this is what's going on college campuses, where you used to have a celebration of diversity of ideas and debate and discussion and an open forum of expression. Now you have so many conservatives that are not welcome and conservative speakers that are shut down. And there's a groupthink. And if you don't subscribe to that, you're not allowed to teach. You're not allowed to be on campus. And I know conservative students in many of these universities face a very difficult situation.
Of course, their grade averages are compromised and everything, Jeff.
Yeah, and it's thankfully not what I encountered in college, where we really had good, healthy debates. But I think that's sadly going on all too often in universities today, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, what's the win for the professors today that are leading the charge for liberalism? I mean, it's like, and you can't challenge them in classrooms. My son tried to, and got excommunicated from a couple of classrooms. And I said, hey, can you kind of like just not say anything and just, you know, get your grade and then, you know, put up with it for 13 weeks and then move on, you know? But, you know, because when these professors are challenged with, you know, empirical evidence, it's like then the argument gets to a point. There's no longer a discussion. It's just a shutdown it's like, hey, I'm the authority position. I'm in, you're out.
You know, and I remember back during my days in high school and college, and I had liberal professors, but it was a good-natured debate. I mean, they enjoyed the give and take. It was healthy. Now, I think so many on the left don't want to do that. They don't want to engage in any kind of debate, and they think any kind of conservative views are those that are anti-American and need to be shut down. I mean, they view conservatives as people that shouldn't even be allowed to be heard.
Exactly.
And that just has been a disturbing change that we've seen in recent years.
Sure, and the disturbing consequence of this, Jeff, is that and this is why the Dems are going so crazy about this recent nominee for the Supreme Court, is because if they don't get their way in the public square, I mean, they're going to give you about 2 seconds. They're going to shout you down. And, you know, and then I'm going to take it to mom or dad to the Supreme Court, and we're going to force you to go along.
Well, I'll tell you, this is an opportunity. And this, I think the left understands what is going on here with this nominee. And they see that if he is confirmed, then I think you are going to see a shift on that Supreme Court, which I think will be in the correct direction toward an originalist viewpoint, a strict constructionist point of view, where you don't see the Constitution as living and breathing. You don't see justices that want to make law.
Right.
And I think that's going to be very positive for this country. So they're going to throw everything at this nominee that they can. They've already got people in the Justice Department, I guess, digging into his background. And you've got every left-wing group trying to dig up whatever they can. Bill, but I saw last night he was feeding folks at a homeless shelter. And this guy seems to be a true Boy Scout and a coach and a volunteer and I think you're going to have a hard time besmirching his character.
Well, you know, even his mom was a teacher in underprivileged, low-income D.C. area as a teacher. you know, as you say at every turn, serving in his Catholic diocese, coaching teams and that. And then, of course, the big thud. I said that you heard, you know, after he said that, you know, Kagan, Justice Kagan had hired him at Harvard. It was the body of Chuck Schumer hitting the ground, fainting. Wait a minute. His mother's helping blacks. He's serving kids. Justice Kagan, one of ours, hires him at Harvard. What is going on here? I'm out of here.
And, you know, the message was he's so impressive that even Elena Kagan hired him.
Yes.
You know, they're not on the same page ideologically. And that was an impressive performance the other night by the president, by Judge Kavanaugh. And I think it's off to a good start. My worry, Bill, is my normal worry about these rhinos and these weak Republicans and these anti-Trump Republicans in the Senate. I want to make sure that they're going to be on board to support this nominee, because we don't have much margin. I mean, there's really only effectively 50 Republican senators, because John McCain is not there.
That's right. Well, and this is what's at issue here and why the voters really need to make sure that they're registered and they're ready to vote come November for these midterms and get people in the office that are going to support this president and support conservatism, because we need numbers. And the message, as if it hasn't been loud and clear for these rhinos, I mean, they're on notice. And, of course, some of them are making sure that they go out with a bang and trying to do everything they can to hamstring this president, who's guilty of trying to make America great again.
I know. And he's got 90% approval among Republicans nationwide. So the base is with him. The vast majority of Republicans are with him. He's got stronger Republican support than
the
president has had in decades.
Right.
Yet you still have all of these Republicans on CNN, MSNBC, and in Congress who are trying to block his agenda, Bill. And
Yes. And
that's really upsetting to me as a lifelong Republican, as someone that believes that the party can stand for the right values and can do some good things for this country, to see so many that are just part of the swamp.
Well, it's kind of amazing. Republicans could learn from the Democrats. They know how to, get in line and follow the party line. Republicans, for whatever reason, they just cannot seem to be good followers, Jeff. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm hoping we can get some more good people up there this November. And these midterms, Bill, are so important. And I'm hoping all the people get out there that love this country and vote and make a difference this November.
Hey, Jeff, thanks again. I appreciate the time for you sharing your show and coming on our show as well. Always enjoy this time together. Great insight, buddy. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That's the great Bill Martinez with us.
The Cajun Crusher.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
We got Steve Evans, the movie guy. He's got an update on the latest and the greatest movies to watch. Stay tuned.
To Bill Martinez Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Steve-O Evans, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Ant-Man and the Wasp did it, huh?
No surprise.
As projected.
$5.8 million. And by the way, Bill, this is the 20th number one opening for a Marvel movie over the past decade. It's been an amazing streak for the Walt Disney Company. And I guess we're just going to see these movies until they don't work anymore.
Once Why not? Yeah, you don't fix something that's not broken.
Well, it certainly isn't broken at this stage of the game. All these movies are, you know, kind of the same, but they seem to work again and again and again. Ant-Man and the Wasp, number one. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, that was number two, making about 28.6. Incredibles 2 was number three. The first Purge, which was actually the fourth Purge movie, was number four. Sicario, Day of the Soldado, rounding out the top five. Well, out this weekend.
Wait. Before you jump to the weekend, I know you're eager to talk about what's coming up, but.
Oh, yes.
You know, all these billion-dollar movies are gone. How many are we going to have this year?
I mean, throughout the summer months, it's all blockbusters. And, it'd be interesting. I'm not sure exactly how many big.
We got to do a count. We need an accountant on this.
We will take a look at how, and what they're going to generate at the box office, because these movies are just making an astounding amount of money. And they are huge investments. I mean, these are movies that cost $200, $250 million to make. You roll the dice on opening weekend, hope it works out well, and so far it has been. Great stuff.
Yeah, and then, again, the payback on this, it doesn't happen. I mean, we talk about these big movies, and of course, you've got $250 million of production costs, and then another, $100 million of media. And if you're not doing $1 billion, it's almost like you're not in the profit range. And then to get paid off, it takes a while to get paid. I mean, it's not like you go to the pay window right away and ka-ching, it's quite the process, isn't it?
Well, it's quite the process, and I tell you, you need strong nerves to be in that game because, you are investing years and millions of dollars into these projects, and you hope it works out well. kind.
Yeah, and what I've heard, Steve-O, is that you don't necessarily make it on the first one, even though it's like big money, because it takes a while for it to get through the pipeline and to come to you. It's like the second or third one before you really start realizing any money, right? You can't go out and buy any kind of cheese you want until you got the second or third one.
Right. You know, I mean, if you can develop a franchise, and you know, so you do have that built-in audience, so they're familiar with the whole idea before it's released. That helps out immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of another movie in the pipeline, here we have Hotel Transylvania 3. This is the third Transylvania movie. Summer Vacation. This one is called. Of course, this came out first of all in 2012, and the first two movies have made over 800 million worldwide. So hey, we have a third. 69% are recommending this one. While on vacation with his family, Count Dracula makes a romantic connection. You have the family going on a family cruise to get away from the hotel and providing everyone else's vacation. It's smooth sailing for Drax Pack as the monsters indulge in all kinds of shipboard fun, and they catch up on their moon tans in the meantime. Uh-huh. But then the dream vacation turns into a nightmare when Mavis realizes that Drac has fallen for the mysterious captain of the ship, Erica, who hides a dangerous secret that could destroy all of, wait for it, monsterkind.
Mm.
69%.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Any girl's named Erica, that's all dangerous. You got to watch
it. Yeah, I don't know.
Even in Cartoonville, you know. But, hey, so what happened to Chevy Chase? I mean, all the summer vacation movies now have grown
past Chevy.
Yes.
Chevy Chase. Yeah,
okay.
We're off to other.
Well, you know where I'm coming from. I'm so old school. I still remember Chevy Chase. You know.
Well, I have an old school movie coming up. You'll have to hold on for that one.
Okay.
We have Skyscraper out this weekend. 54% recommending this one. A father goes to great lengths to save his family from a burning skyscraper. This, of course, starring Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and he plays an FBI hostage rescue team leader and a U.S. war veteran by the name of Will Ford, who now assesses security for skyscrapers. He's on assignment over in China. He finds the tallest and safest building in the world suddenly ablaze, and he's been framed for it. Mm. A wanted man on the run. Now Will must find those who are responsible. He has to clear his name and somehow rescue his family, who's trapped inside that building above the fire line.
Wow.
I mean, the stunts in this are pretty amazing.
Well, you imagine, you know, those when you look at those stunts, like you say, and skyscraper and the feeling, I mean, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, yeah, the stunts are well done. I'm not sure about the story, which looks a little hackneyed, and, it is what it is. It'll make it won't be number one. We have the Transylvania movie number one. Skyscraper will be number two, they think, making around $30 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a couple of very interesting indie films. The first is called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. Now, this is about a guy by the name of John Callahan, based on a true story. He was a guy, real lust for life, a talent for off-color jokes, and a serious, serious drinking problem. When an all-night bender ends in a catastrophic car accident, the last thing he intends to do is give up drinking, even though he's left as a quadriplegic. When he reluctantly enters treatment with the encouragement of his girlfriend, Rooney Mara, played by Rooney Mara, a charismatic sponsor played by Jonah Hill, Callahan discovers a gift for drawing edgy, irreverent newspaper cartoons that develop an international following and grant him a new lease on life. Based on a true story, John Callahan, played by Joaquin Phoenix in this movie, and this is a guy that lived up in Portland, lived this life, and became quite famous as a very dark humor cartoonist. Mm-hmm. 75% recommending that one.
Just can't take the rebel out of him no matter what, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Don't worry, you won't get far on foot. And then another film, which is called The Eighth Grade. This is starring a young actress by the name of Elsie Fisher. She plays this 13-year-old Kayla, who is this kid in the eighth grade, just a great kid with a great spirit. And it just breaks your heart with all of the nonsense she has to deal with in the eighth grade. Check out the trailer. 98% are recommending Eighth Grade. 13-year-old Kayla endures a tidal wave of contemporary suburban adolescence as she makes her way through the last week of middle school, the end of her thus far disastrous eighth grade year before she begins high school. Eighth Grade, big movie on the festival circuit.
In case you missed it in real life, you can catch it now.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's a tough grade.
It is. I mean, everything, you know, things are coming out of your body that shouldn't be. And I mean, it's just, you know, and you got
weird time.
Friends that you think are friends. It's just craziness. Yeah.
And she plays this so well. I mean, it's so realistic. You really should check out the trailer. Another one called Gauguin. This is a based on French painter Paul Gauguin, his affair with a lady in Tahiti. It's 1891 in this movie. I haven't seen the trailer, but it sounds like it looks terrific, okay? He's exiled himself to Tahiti. He wants to rediscover his painting as a free and wild man. He wants to be free of the moral and political and aesthetic codes of civilized Europe, so he goes deeper into the jungle in Tahiti, coping with solitude and poverty and sickness, and there he encounters Tahura, who will become his wife and the subject of his greatest paintings. Gauguin, only 38% recommending. I'm not sure what the problem is there.
Can you imagine the cinematography, though?
Yeah, that's what
I mean, why don't they take us along when they go on trips like that? I mean, I'll carry some bags.
Yeah, well, that would be a project that would be fun to be a part of.
Maybe, I think so.
Whatever you had to do. A couple of political movies which are kind of interesting here. One called Shock and Awe. Now, this is a great cast. We have James Marsden, Jessica Biel, Woody Harrelson, Mila Jovovich, directed by Rob Reiner. This is about the group of Knight Ridder journalists. They're covering George Bush's planned invasion of Iraq in 2003. They're skeptical of the president's claim that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. It's based on true events, this Knight Ridder group of journalists who were really the only ones that got it right in the lead up to the 2003 Iraq War when they questioned the true nature of the Bush White House justification for that particular conflict. 33% recommending Shock and Awe.
And the perfect director, right? Rob Reiner directing this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd like to check out the trailer to see what it's about.
Right.
We have another one called Dark Money, which won awards up at Sundance this year. This is a political thriller. It's a documentary, but it examines one of the greatest present threats to American democracy, the influence of untraceable corporate money on our elections and elected officials. What they do is this film takes viewers to Montana, which is a front line in the fight to preserve fair elections nationwide. They follow this local journalist working to expose the real-life impacts of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions, the Citizens United decision.
Right.
Yeah, so 88% are recommending Dark Money this weekend. Right. Speaking of old movies, you want to go back? We have one called Yellow Submarine.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
1960.
That's where we all live. We all live. Yes, right.
In a yellow submarine.
Right.
They're re-releasing this thing. I don't think it's going to make sense this time around either. It was a pretty movie to look at, but the Beatles agree to accompany Captain Fred in his yellow submarine and go to Pepperland to free it from the music-hating blue meanies. This yellow submarine animated meandering journey, according to one critic, filled with puns and dry British humor, where psychedelic music videos take precedent over any linear story. What little there is of a plot, however, concerns a vibrantly colored place called Pepperland that resembles the album cover for Sgt. Pepper's. Like I say, it didn't make much sense back then. I don't think it's going to make much sense now. Mm. But,
they were medically enhanced during all this, weren't they?
It might help, you know, if you view this movie in the same mindset that you may have been in back in 1968. Then we have one called Siberia. No critic is recommending this. It's starring Keanu Reeves. And one critic giving it a two-word critique, only it says, oh, no. So that's review.
Keanu Reeves, I mean, what is it? I mean, he just keeps putting them out, but...
I guess something's got to stick, you know, one of these days. But
either that or he's just going to find the exit and just, you know, whatever. But, you know, bless his heart, he keeps trying.
Yeah, I guess so. And when a review is, oh, no, not a good sign.
Yeah, really. Short and to the point, to say the least. So Hotel Transylvania 3, summer vacation. That's going to be number one next week. Steve Evans, the movie guy. Hey, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being